This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
If you can use some exotic.
Thank you for joining us this hour. And remember, if you missed any part of this 3-hour show, you can go to sabrams.com, sabrams.com. And you can scroll down the homepage where at least the last 2.5 to 3 months of shows are all featured, and you can click on to hear the archived audio and find the links to the websites that are relevant related to everything we've spoken about, including our guests' websites and places that have to do with them. And if you go to travelers411.com, click on podcast, you can download the podcast for the next year. And 53 weeks after the broadcast, that oldest site will drop off as the newest. The oldest podcast will drop off, not the site. That would be a bad thing, wouldn't it? The oldest podcast will drop off. The newest will come on. And while you can download those and take us with you at the archived audio, that's just there forever and ever for your listening pleasure and information. And I want to be sure that we get ourselves all in gear, because we've been talking about Key West, Florida today, and I have to tell you, I've had another one of those bingo moments. We started talking about Key West last week, and we spoke with David Sloan, who heads up the Key Lime Festival, and Bill Becker, who heads up the Underwater Music Festival. Imagine that. Go scuba or snorkeling, and you've got all this music going on. They've got speakers under the water. Apparently, the fish like it, because that was my first concern. I mean, you know, you're kind of invading the privacy of these sea creatures. How do they feel about this? But apparently, they like it. And I guess, you know, that's an extrapolation, because generally, when we go out and we leave our Springer Spaniel, Maggie McGee, at home, I'll ask Maggie what she wants to listen to, you know, and we'll... They have those wonderful, I don't know, what do we have, like 100 radio stations of different kinds of music on TV. So, you know, I'll put on, she likes, what do they call it, malt shop oldies or something. She likes those. She's also into classical music. And sometimes if there's a good movie, you know, like a movie about a bear or a dog or whatever, she likes those too. She really does watch them, people. She's amazing. She's only the second, actually the third. Sir Timothy Dog used to like to watch Lassie. He was an Irish setter. He liked Lassie. And Hershey, who was also a Springer Spaniel, she used to like to watch Discovery Planet stuff. Anything with animals, she was there for it. And she really sat and paid attention and lifted her ears up when it made interesting sounds and the animals made noises. How do we get there? Yes, and I am reminded that she lunged at the TV screen years ago from across the room when this big bear came out on in the film. And when she got to the screen, she jumped at the screen and put this big scratch across it. It was not good. And then she couldn't see, when she got that close, she couldn't see the whole image. So she went, I thought she was going to get electrocuted, around the back of the TV looking, where is that bear? Yeah. But I now have my my bingo moment in place, having talked with Julie Fondriest at Historic Key West Inns. And I'm going to, before this year is over, I will be making my way to Key West. You can count on that one. You know, does any of this motivation kind of leech off on you? I mean, I've already got the dates picked out on my calendar when I want to go to Key West this year. And I'm going to go down there and we'll meet some of the folks we've already had on, and we'll interview some people we haven't talked to yet, and we'll get some good photos. And we're about to launch our video channel online, and we'll get video down there as well, include it in what we're doing. So while I'm getting all ready to go, are you getting packed and making your reservations too, or what? You know, I once went to a place on Murano Island, which is where Murano glass comes from in Italy. It's about a half-hour boat ride from Venice. And I was thinking about buying, and I actually did buy them ultimately, but not from them. We went into this shop, really very fancy shop, probably the nicest one on Murano Island. It's as soon as you get off the little water taxi. And we were staring at a very posh hotel. We were at the Danieli. I love that hotel. It's right on the Grand Canal. And if you were a guest of the hotel, you were invited complimentary to have a water taxi ride to Murano Island to go and visit these people that sell Murano glass. And I wanted to buy 8 or 10 or 12 big water goblets. And this was an expense, because those goblets ran at the time, and this is before the euro, it was liras, and it was, the dollar was in the dumper. So a dollar, if the dollar had been stronger, it wouldn't have been such a pain. But the glasses I liked were about $450 a piece, and I wanted 10 or 12 of them. And 8 was a bother, because we would normally have at least 8 people to dinner. So what do you do when you have 10 or 9 or 11? Or, you know, you can't put a jelly jar out. So I went in and I looked around and I found a couple of different glasses I liked a lot. And this was not like an impulse buy. I really had to think about it, because once I owned it, I wasn't going to say, well, let's buy another dozen. I mean, this wasn't like Libby Owens glass. Nice as that is, you can afford to buy, you know, different styles if you don't see what you like immediately. And you like something better and decide to buy it. So I said, you know, we're going to be in Venice another couple of days. I want to think about it tonight and tomorrow, and I'll make a decision, and we can either come back, or I'll call you and give you credit card number and where to ship it and all that, because I wasn't going to carry it home. And the salesman, who until this point had been so lovely, looks at me and says, "What do you think, madam? This is a museum? This is a store." So I take that story. The owner ultimately came out to apologize. This was not smart. Oh, you want to know the end of that story? We now walk outside and, like, I've had enough here. I want to go back to my lovely hotel. And the guy with the boat says it was the equivalent of, it was like 12,000 euro, lira, which was like $100 to go back. It was like when the lira was about $1,200, 1,200 lira to a dollar. It was horrible. He's always dividing and putting the decimal point in the wrong place. It could really get taken that way. So the guy says it's $100, you know, to go back to the hotel. I said, you people have to be kidding. The sign said, you know, complimentary. Yeah, complimentary too, not the return. Now, the thing is, if you buy something, you're going to get it complimentary. So everybody's in cahoots with everybody else. So I said to my husband, well, fine, if we're going to have to pay for the return trip, we might as well walk around this little island and see what else is here. And maybe there's even another shop with something I like better, you know, factor into what I'm thinking about getting. And what. But at this point, I didn't even want anything. I was so aggravated. And so we took a little walk around for like 20 minutes, and I had enough. And I said, let's go back to the hotel. And, you know, it's either swim in that canal that you would die from the pollution. And that's the reason that Katharine Hepburn always had glassy looking eyes, because she was in a film filmed in Venice where she was required to fall in or jump in to the canal. And they had stuff to sanitize her when she came out, to wash her body down, to mouthwash, gargle, shampoo. But they forgot to get drops for her eyes, and she could have gone blind. And that's why every day of her life she had to put, we're talking about Katharine Hepburn, the actress, drops in her eyes to make sure that she could see. But the result was she always looked very glassy-eyed in films after that. So anyway, we're about to get on the boat, and the owner of the shop came running out very apologetic and said, no, there's no charge for you to return, and we're terribly sorry and whatever. And I wound up buying the glasses at the airport in Rome, in a shop at the airport, and I got a very good deal on gorgeous Murano glass. But in any event, that's that story. So my question to you is, what do you think? This is a museum? Why don't you start planning some trips, people? And let me know where you've been. I want to hear all about it. Stay with me. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. Talking with Donna Edwards in Key West, Florida. Don't leave me.
Pieno di musica e di uomini che ti son piaciuti. It's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. Good luck, my baby, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. I'd remove you. Chips, chips. Da-ti-do-di-doo, chi-boom, chi-boom-boom. Da-ti-do-di-doo, chi-boom, chi-boom-boom. Da-ti-do-di-doo. Vieni, vieni, vieni via con me. Entri in questo amore buio, non perderti per niente al mondo. Vieni, vieni.
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you. Music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to have Donna Edwards on the line with us. Donna is the brand manager for a place in Key West called Sloppy Joe's, but the reason we have her on with us is that she is also the coordinator for an event which is now about to have its 37th annual airing, and that is the annual Hemingway Lookalike Contest. And Hemingway spent a serious amount of time in Key West and loved the place. And so, Donna, can you tell us how the Hemingway Lookalike Contest began and what year that would have been, 37 years ago?
Hi, Stephanie. Yes, Sloppy Joe's first annual Hemingway Lookalike Contest was in 1981. And at that time, you know, the summer months, it could be a little bit slow in Key West. So a group of people got together and formed what now is called Hemingway Days. At Sloppy Joe's, the general manager at the time, Michael Walton, and our late manager, John Clausing, put together the Hemingway Lookalike Contest. So here we are, July 2017, and we're into our 37th annual contest.
Wow. So how many people participate as contestants generally?
I'm expecting over 150 contestants this year. To date, I have 132 registered.
And what's the dates of it?
We'll have two preliminary rounds on July 20th and July 21st, with the finals on July 22nd. We'll have about 75 gentlemen participate Thursday night, and the judges will narrow that down to about 12 finalists. And then on Friday night, July 21st, we'll have another group of 75 gentlemen, and the judges then will narrow that down to 12 finalists. So come Friday, July 22nd, we'll have about 24 finalists that will compete for the title of Papa 2017.
How many people, visitors, generally flood into Key West in order to be present for this event? Does it attract a lot of people on its own?
It does. The event gets worldwide coverage. It just gets picked up, and we just get a tremendous amount of coverage from this event. It's a great family event. The guys that participate bring their their wives, their families, their friends. They have, it's kind of like a convention. Some of them have upwards of 40 people who are cheering for them within the bar.
Wow. So when they win, what do they win?
It's the it's more the prestige of becoming a papa, becoming a judge. After he wins the contest, he can't compete in the contest any longer. But each year, he'll come back and he'll judge future contests.
Oh, cool. But even so, somebody ought to buy him a beer or something.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of that going on.
You would think there would be some kind of prize, because I'll bet Sloppy Joe's, where it takes place, makes a nickel or two on bar service and, you know, food and beverage going on. Somebody could come up with a cash prize or a plaque on the wall or a trophy or something you could deposit in the bank.
They do. We do have a medal that's presented to the winner each year. That then hangs in the bar, but each of them do get a medal to take home. We do have a wall within Sloppy Joe's, the lookalike wall, so the winner's picture will go on the wall. You know, there's some small prizes associated with winning, you know, things that they can use in Key West, but it's just a great honor, and it's, again, more the prestige that they've won the contest, and they are now a judge, a future judge.
Are the people who are competing showing up looking like the young Hemingway, the middle-aged Hemingway, or the Hemingway on his way out?
We're looking for the more mature Hemingway, but we do have quite a few young Hemingways that have been competing. We've had some father and son duos in the contest.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Wally Collins, who won a few years ago, his son Matt is still competing in the contest, and we have a few other sets of father-sons in the competition.
When was, for what period of time was Hemingway, and we're talking about the author here, people, when was he in Key West?
Ernest Hemingway arrived in Key West in 1928, and he was in Key West until almost 1940, till
wow,
at least through 1939.
Wow. And what a different place it was then.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know that he'd recognize the Key West of today.
No,
you know,
no.
It's very busy. And
there would have been no neon.
But really, that has, it's because of him, too. It's because of Ernest Hemingway and his time in Key West. You know, people want to come to Key West and see where he lived and where he wrote and, you know, possibly be inspired by, you know, the things he touched and saw in Key West.
Yeah. Now I'm stunned by, you know, the whole idea of when he was in Key West, it was kind of like Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island, you know,
yeah,
just a lot of beach and trees and stuff.
You know, it was a part of that time too was during Prohibition. So there was,
so they drank themselves, yeah, they drank themselves under the table and nobody noticed.
That's true. So there was rum running going on. Joe Russell, the original owner of Sloppy Joe's, was good friends and a boat captain of Hemingway. They became friends in Key West, and Joe Russell was a rum runner during Prohibition.
Go, Joe!
It was actually Joe Russell. When Russell and Hemingway became friends, Hemingway was in Key West and trying to cash a royalty check, and he walked down to Front Street, and the bank manager kind of took a look at Hemingway and his shorts and flip-flops and didn't think that a man of his stature would be in possession of a check. So the bank refused to cash the check. So Hemingway went over to Joe's place, and Joe cashed that check and all his future checks, and that began their friendship.
Wow. Did he take a commission like they do at the check-cashing places?
No, they were friends until Joe Russell died in 1941.
Wow. Wow, that's quite a story. You got to love that. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back, because I want to know more about the contest coming up, the Sloppy Joe's 37th Annual Hemingway Lookalike Contest in Key West, Florida. Key West, a happening place. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Drinking rum and cola, cola, go down Point Cool.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, in the commercial break, the control room folks here went to the website sloppyjoes.com, which is where the annual Hemingway look-alike contest takes place in Key West, Florida. And the next run through is July 20, 21, and 22. And I have a friend who lives in Fort Lauderdale whose birthday is July 21st. So happy birthday, Walter Anthony Pryor, and many more. And maybe we can sort it out so, you know, you go dress yourself up like Hemingway. I think you're too tall, Walter. I think you're too tall to be Hemingway, but you could try. So I went to the website to look too, and there's at least 11 faces of people you can see well. There's a couple of people who are cut off. I'm going to call them a dozen Hemingway lookalikes. And I have to tell you, you know, there's twins and triplets and quadruplets and sextuplets and octuplets. This looks like dodecatuplets, which is what it would be for 12.
We've had maybe, people show up in the U.S. not knowing it's the look-alike contest, and all of a sudden they're surrounded by 150 men who look alike.
It's unbelievable. They look like they're all from the same egg that just kept splitting. And, you know, maybe there were 13. I thought I couldn't remember, but I think it's tristadecatuplets it would be for 13. But in any event, my head is just so filled with useless information. These guys, if one of them robbed the bank and they were all walking around the street outside, the jury would not be able to decide who to convict. Because they really do all look alike. That is frightening. I mean, that is really remarkable. So, you know, I always had this fantasy. We're talking with Donna Edwards, if you just joined us. She's the event coordinator at Sloppy Joe's. She's also the brand manager there. And she's the event coordinator for the 37th annual Hemingway Lookalike Contest, happening just under a month, like about 3 weeks. So I always had this fantasy, Donna, of chartering out a cruise ship and having everybody on the ship have maybe one of two or three or four last names, like the O'Connells, the O'Donnells, the Fitzpatricks, the Dooleys. And can you imagine like 100 cabins on a ship and everybody's last name is the same? And God knows how many of them are John O'Connell or, you know. Can you imagine the hysteria trying to sort out that embarkation and debarkation? But to have all these Ernest Hemingway lookalikes is just phenomenal. How long have you been involved in this event?
This will be my 16th contest that I work to coordinate. And over the years, I obviously now recognize all these men who look alike. Sometimes I get
Well, like the mother of triplets. You know, the mother of triplets can tell them apart, even if you can't.
And after 16 years, I think I've got most of them sorted out.
Oh, that's hilarious. And do the same. Now, the ones that I saw immediately when I clicked on the annual Papa contest or whatever the tab said for the Hemingway part of the sloppyjoes.com website, are those the judges? like previous winners or those like upcoming or last year's final semifinalists or what?
I do. I've got a little bit of both on our website at floppyjoes.com. You'll see photos of the judges, and they'll be the ones that are sitting in front of the stage. The contestants competing to win, the finalists are the ones you see on the stage, and I've got several photos of Thursday night finalists and Friday night finalists. Many of the guys, you know, we've had men come back many years to compete in the contest. A few years ago, the late Tom Chadwick, he had been in the contest for 30 years. And currently, I think our longest-running contestant is Hank Wilgoz, and he's been in the contest 24 years.
Wow. Now, Hemingway died, actually, ironically, today is the anniversary of his death, July 2nd, 1961. He passed away. And so he had his children were Jack, Patrick, and Gregory Hemingway. And I haven't done any research on it, but I'm going to guess there's a good chance they could well still be alive. So do you ever see any Hemingway family members come floating through?
We do. We see some of the grandkids come through. Lorian Hemingway, while she won't be in Key West, I don't believe, this year for this event, she is involved in Hemingway Days and still does the Hemingway Short Story Contest during Hemingway Days.
Tell me about that. What are Hemingway Days and when do they do it?
Well, they start taking, I'm not involved with that event, but I do know that online they take short story contest entries throughout the year. So that will be judged by Lorian, and a few other people in Key West will help her judge the reading, and that will be announced sometime during the upcoming event.
Wow. That's very cool. You know, there are so many destinations, not just in the U.S., but internationally, that have connections to things that I find out about just interviewing somebody that they don't really publicize, that they don't make a big deal out of, that they don't capitalize on or exploit in a way. And exploit doesn't necessarily have to be a negative word, but to utilize in a way that will attract people for, you know, a bit of fun, and at the same time create a nice influx of revenue into the economy of wherever it is that's paying attention to something that, you know, if they didn't pay attention to, nothing would happen. Whose idea was this contest?
At the time in 1981, it was our great general manager, John Clausing, and another manager, Michael Walton, really came up with the idea of the lookalike contest. And then around that, different businesses in Key West also got involved. The Key West Art and Historical Society got involved, the Key West Monroe County Library. There's the Marlin Tournament that is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday of the week.
Is that a fishing thing for Marlin, or is there something else? I don't know.
Yes, it's a big fishing tournament that the Key West Marlin Tournament puts on each year. The Lorian Hemingway Short Story Contest. There's a 5K race and paddleboard race that goes on during the week. A lot of the other events that are put on by businesses and throughout Key West, those can be found at sla-keys.com. That website does have a complete listing of all the Hemingway Days events.
Oh, wow. So, anybody in your family enter?
Has anyone in my family entered? No, not yet.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, maybe.
And I don't have any influence. I coordinate the contest at Floppy Joe's and do the running of the bulls on Saturday.
What running of the bulls? Tell me about that. I mean, I know about the, what is it, July 7th, I think, every year in Pamplona. I think it's July 7th. Go look it up, Mace. See if I'm lying.
During the Hemingway Days on Saturday, July 22nd this year, at noon, we'll have a photo op with all the contestants and the judges, and everyone can come and get their photos taken with Hemingways and the bulls. Now, ours now,
What are these things that are called bulls? See, in Pamplona, Spain, real bulls with real horns run through the streets, and idiots who think this is great sport run in front of the bulls until one of them jabs them in the behind or the back or kills them. I mean, people get killed every year doing this. I mean, I don't – forgive me. You know, I'm the biggest chicken on the face of the earth anyway, so I'm not the one to ask about adventurous things. But from my point of view, I like living too much to get out in front of a bull and run.
Well, this is more of a saunter. We have
a saunter with the bulls. Wait,
we
have to take, hang on. Hold on a second, Donna. We've got to take a quick commercial break. We come back. You're going to explain to us what the bulls are. I know some people full of bull right here in Berkshire County in Western Massachusetts that people could run with, and we could say they're running with the bulls. But I don't think that's what you have in mind. We're going to come back, and you're going to fill us in. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here.
Got a lot of moon up in the sky. Got a lot of things to make you high. Drinking rum and cola, cola. Go down Point Kumina, both mother and...
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings, while enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series, beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world, this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200, or visit tanglewood.org.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50 or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Donna Edwards has joined us. She's the event coordinator for the 37th annual Hemingway Lookalike Contest in Key West, Florida. And it's sponsored and promoted and featured because of Sloppy Joe's, where she is the brand manager. Sloppy Joe's, I only think about, you know, ground beef mixed with spices and onions and kind of tomato sauce and poured out over a hamburger bun. Do they serve Sloppy Joe's at Sloppy Joe's? Please tell me
we
they do.
We do.
Well, that's a good thing.
Sloppy Joe's sandwich for a long time.
I'd be really disappointed if I came into a place named Sloppy Joe's that didn't make Sloppy Joe's. I mean, that would make me sad. So I'm very happy to hear you actually serve them. But it's otherwise kind of like a beachcomber's bar.
It is. Well, Sloppy Joe's bar has been there 80 years. We just celebrated 80 years at the corner of Duval and Green in Key West. The bar itself is, when you walk in, it has very much of a Cuban influence with Cuban tile on the floor. It's got these great jalousie doors that open up to Duval Street and to Green Street. And when you walk in, you kind of walk in and feel like you're in a museum-like atmosphere. We have Key West history pictures on the wall. We have a Hemingway wall of Hemingway during different periods of his life, the lookalike wall. We have a wall dedicated to our military. So it's just, you know, a great atmosphere. You walk in and there's just a lot to absorb.
Wow. Wow. That's stellar. That is truly, truly stellar. You know, I'm looking at the picture. I went to sloppyjoes.com. I clicked on the Papa contest. The Papa, for those of you who are unfamiliar, was the nickname that Ernest Hemingway, who wrote things like The Sun Also Rises, A Farewell to Arms, For Whom the Bell Tolls. I can't even think of what else. And because of one of his books, and I think it was, I always get it wrong. It was one of those three, and I always pick the wrong one. They made the film of that book, Hemingway book, at the Hotel de Palais in Biarritz, France, which is about a 35-minute car ride from Biarritz, you drive south along the Atlantic coastline, and you come to the border into Spain. And the first town over the border is San Sebastian, which has a swing in nightlife, by the way. And when the crew came to Biarritz, the cinematographer, who I believe was married to the actress Deborah Carr, spelled K-E-R-R, but pronounced Carr, he came equipped with his surfboard and his black rubber, what do they call it? Wetsuit, and his flippers and whatever, and because the Atlantic is cold all year round, and so he came with the surfboard and the equipment, and nobody had ever surfed on the west coast of France before, and he was such an oddity, and it caught on. And anytime I have been to Biarritz, there at least, it doesn't matter what the weather is out, even in the dead of winter, there's at least a dozen surfers out there. And they have a big international surf competition in Biarritz every year. It's quite amazing. Hemingway loved Spain, spent a lot of time there. And I'm not a Hemingway expert, but it seems to me he also spent a lot of time in Cuba. Am I right about that?
He did. He spent a lot of time fishing the waters between Key West and Havana, and he eventually ended up moving to Havana when he left Key West.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and so that's why when you said that there was this kind of Cuban influence in the tile work at Sloppy Joe's in Key West, that didn't seem surprising to me. I mean, you're not much of a trip from Key West to Cuba, are you?
90 miles.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a hop and a jump. It's very cool. So where did we leave off? We had Sloppy Joe's, and that opened when? The food and beverage establishment known as Sloppy Joe's in Key West.
Joe Russell was the original owner of Sloppy Joe's, and during Prohibition, he actually ran a speakeasy. So with the end of Prohibition in 1933, he then became a legitimate saloon opener. Saloon operator, and he opened the Blind Pig in 1933. And at some point, he added a dance floor, and he changed the name to the Silver Slipper. And then along the way, his friend Ernest Hemingway suggested that he rename the place Sloppy Joe's after the original Sloppy Joe's in Havana, Cuba. And upon Hemingway's suggestion, Russell renamed the bar Sloppy Joe's.
Wow.
So the bar, the origination of Russell's business was 1933. In 1937, it actually moved to its current location, and it's been there 80 years.
That is so cool. Imagine being able to say, my friend, and not mean it in some flippant distance, I shook his hand once way, Ernest Hemingway, because he was quite the character.
Yes.
Did you see the film Midnight in Paris?
I did not.
Okay, write this down as a homework assignment. And for all my listeners, too. Listen, you're all sitting in on this conversation with me. You know, you're part of this thing, so we got to keep up. Either find it on Netflix or go rent it somewhere or go invest in and buy it because you're going to watch it more than once. Woody Allen directed the film, although he is not in it. It's called Midnight in Paris, and it is this whimsical fantasy about a young guy played by, I think it's Owen Wilson, who looks like he is, somebody turned the clock back on Woody Allen, and that's who you're watching. But it's Owen Wilson, goes off to Paris with his fiancée, or about to become fiancé, one or the other, and her parents. And they're getting on his nerves, and he goes out by himself one evening. And at midnight, the clock chimes, and he's in this cobblestone old area of Paris. And the clock chimes, and a coach and horses come up and offer to let him get in. And he gets in, and this happens several days in a row, and every time it's a different kind of ancient vehicle from the 1600s, 1700s, 1800s. And he has a time warp experience with artists and writers, and at one point with Ernest Hemingway. I want to thank you for joining us today. Come back next week, everybody. We're out of time. This is Stephanie Abrams. Got to fly now.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.